In the news update for June 16th, 2022, on this Thursday morning edition, part 6, continuing on with our show, with finishing up with hour 2 and going into hour 3. And let's get to it. You know what to do if you want to help us out. We're on XM Radio, we're on FM, and we're on all podcasting platforms. Say, if you missed the show on either the FM dial or on XM Radio, you can look up our podcast at your favorite podcast venue by simply putting top headlines, national and international news stories in the search bar. And then it'll come right up and populate there for you. Follow us and you'll get all the latest episodes as they're curated to your podcast fetcher. All right, let's get to this, folks, and continue on where we're at.
Right?
Well, start them young, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyone can do drag. Everyone can do drag.
Everyone can do drag.
Boom, I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago.
Confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch. Jasmine is the world's youngest club kid, and we challenge you, as the people out there, to find a younger club kid. Will they find one? No.
Please welcome Desmond Naples, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing!
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
No? Okay.
Drag should be an all-ages thing, and some people consider it provocative. It's not inappropriate.
And everywhere else, it's called pedophilia. But when it's done institutionally, and they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children. Pull up Tranny Time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times like it's wonderful. And it's the biggest scary-looking group of weirdo pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastards running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
So, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, drag queen story time has been going on for years now, but they've really kind of just dropped the story time from it, and now it's just dance time, strip time, touch time for kids with all of these perverts running around. It's totally inappropriate. It should be illegal if it's not already. And concerned parents all across the country are realizing that this is going on in the schools, in the libraries, even in the churches sometimes. And so Rob Dew is with me in studio. He's got a couple of kids. He's concerned about this going on. And you were investigating a recent situation where there was a drag queen where parents showed up and actually forced the drag queen out of, I guess it was a local library at the time. So talk about that story that you're going to be covering today. And then more importantly, though, just as a parent that has multiple kids in school right now, just how you're trying to make sure and monitor that your kids are not getting this propaganda when they go to school every day.
Exactly. And I'm going to show you how they say we have an agenda. They admit it. They have an agenda. And then I'm going to show you examples of what the agenda is, which is what we saw in that video, which is grown men laying down and having kids crawl on them. And it's going to get worse, obviously. But what caught my eye was the original headlines I saw. Proud Boys members under hate crime investigation after shouting slurs at drag queen story hour. That's from The Hill. So you can see that one there. And then The Washington Post, Proud Boys disrupt drag queen reading event prompting hate crime probe. And I've got some news articles going with that, some news packages that I put, just a couple pieces I put together so people could see. But it's interesting. You go to the local CBS Bay Area, and it says a group of men likely associated with the Proud Boys. So here in national media, they're being called Proud Boys, but in the local media, a group of men likely associated with, so we don't even know if they're really Proud Boys.
And of course, we've seen this trend before. Oh, they are the Proud Boys. Oh, they're associated with the Proud Boys. Oh, they have nothing to do with the Proud Boys. Exactly. So who knows what the truth is, but when this story first broke, I remember seeing that. That's what was published everywhere, was Proud Boys, Proud Boys, Proud Boys.
And you never saw video with audio. You just saw the guy making the okay symbol. And, well, that's all we need to see to know they're white supremacist Proud
Boys. And it's all about the demonization that's already happened with the Proud Boys. And then furthering that demonization now, whether this guy was involved with them or not, I guess we still don't know. Maybe you do know with your further investigations. But what's interesting to me is like, so Proud Boys are the problem here, not the perverts showing up to touch children.
Right.
Got it.
Right. And they had very much due cause to go after the specific drag queen performer that was at this specific library. They went in there and they had video proof that they even showed the librarian of what this drag queen does in her spare time and what she says on video. And we're going to get to that. But first, I want to show you the propaganda. We're going to go to the news packages 1A first. I'm going to show you how it was being shown to everybody in the world. Because then I found, after I watched these, then I saw the raw video from the men's perspective walking into the drag queen story.
Like they had a point of view shot.
It's their cameras and they're talking. Completely different than what is being shown to you in these. And then there's some associations they try to make in some of these news packages. I put two of them together and let's roll the news packages clip.
Investigators say the men shouted homophobic slurs at a drag queen who was trying to read to kids. Our doll Lynn talked to that drag queen.
This time, it felt very close to violence.
Did you guys call the cops?
Drag queen Panna Dulce says these are some of the 8 to 10 men who walked into San Lorenzo Public Library Saturday afternoon to stop the book reading event.
It was extremely loud. There was a cacophony of voices just yelling over one another, taunting me, calling me a groomer, a pedophile, a tranny, an it. Asking, like interrogating the parents, why are you bringing your kids to this?
Sounds accurate.
I didn't feel
so far.
Safe because one of them was wearing a shirt with an AK-47 on it, and it said, kill your local pedophile.
Panda Dulce eventually
didn't like that, huh?
Back room to avoid
like
direct
that.
Confrontation.
Yeah. Took that personally.
De-escalate the situation.
Fear, confusion, alarm.
Library staff say the men wouldn't leave and the rhetoric was escalating, so they called the sheriff's office immediately.
We removed the performer from the room.
There's the library.
Nice face mask. He comes back in later.
Then we invited the parents
on a face mask
to exit the room as well.
But even after going through all of that, both the performer and the staff felt very strong about continuing with the reading event. So they ended up covering up all of the open windows with anything they could find just to help the families feel more comfortable.
Oh, they don't want anyone seeing what they're doing. Reminds me of the 2020 elections.
As well as an investigation into the annoying and harassing of children. Deputies want to assure the community that as people celebrate Pride Month, deputies will be swift in their response to any threats toward this community. Same night of the Drag Queen Story Hour event, a truck full of masked men believed to be part of a white nationalist group was arrested near an Idaho Pride in the Park event. They are charged with conspiring to riot.
And by the way, that was a law enforcement. That was a law enforcement FBI infiltrated deal.
Well, and I don't know if I printed the pictures. If you can go back to one of the stills of the Patriot Front guys. Actually, I put the Patriot Front photos in there, and you guys can pull them up. Notice how they look. They're all their faces are.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got to go to a break now.
It's crazy.
I got some news on that Patriot Front as well. And let's respond to the news report that we just saw. We'll be right.
In the 1800s, there were one
Twilight Zone here, folks. I mean, Nancy Pelosi made a statement saying drag is what America is all about. She went on some drag queen show. Drag is what America is all about. Is she saying the founding fathers were drag queens? Is that what she's saying? I'm not really sure. She doesn't explain. Drag is what America is all about? What, drag racing?
I think she's confusing the powdered wigs with actually dressing up in makeup and performing vaudeville tunes.
Drag is what America is all about, says Nancy Pelosi, who's been in office for 700 years. Wow, that tells you where their head is at, and it's not a good place. But, you know, I'm sitting here in the Twilight Zone with Rob Dew, who's a concerned parent, who's looking at all this drag queen story time, which is targeting the children, and it's just like, how does somebody with a straight face do a news report on that and say that it's the men harassing children when it's a grown man dressed like a woman who's the one there indoctrinating and harassing children to anybody else's rationally thinking point of view? I mean, I'm just in total Twilight Zone land here. Why does this guy want to perform so badly in front of children? I guess that would be my question. Why are you so desperate to perform in front of children?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually, because we see some of these guys have been convicted sex offenders that are in Houston. They found two of them, at least. And I don't think they do background checks on these people.
There's two of them here in Austin.
They go, yeah. They go, you want to be a you're a drag performer? Oh, come on in. Touch the kids. Have fun. Bring them in here. And it's really disgusting. And so just so everybody knows, you can go find Local Heroes, Drive Vile, Drag Queen from Library Story Hour, raw video on band.video. It's been put up there so people can go watch everything of what we're playing clips of. But I just want to go back to one thing. They try to associate these people with Proud Boys, even though there may have been one guy wearing possibly a Proud Boy hat. We don't even know. But here's the thing. The reason they want to call them Proud Boys is, here's an NPR article from 2021. Proud Boys named terrorist entity in Canada. So they're trying to say, if you're a Proud Boy, you're a domestic terrorist, and anything you do is wrong, and we can go at you full force. So they want to use the full force of the law against anybody they call a Proud Boy.
Yeah, anybody against the corporate government regime is now a domestic terrorist.
Exactly. And so they don't like that. But then we saw these Patriot Front guys. I looked at most of these guys who were in the library. Most of them didn't have, I think maybe one or two had masks on. You look at the Patriot Front guys that were arrested, which is why I wanted to bring those pictures up again, is they all have their masks on still. Do you see any of them unmasked right there? All the cops have their, they don't have any masks on. They have all have masks on, and they're being left on after they've been detained. And I think that's a very weird and very telling sign of they don't want these people to be known. They don't want photos of these people coming out. They don't want any information. They just want these people to be there for a photo op.
Well, I've got some news on that, and I don't want to get into it now because I know we want to continue covering the drag stuff. But let's just say we'll come back on that story later, maybe even with Rob Dew in studio, because I've got some news on that, folks. I haven't been covering this intentionally because I've known that there was going to be a crack in that story.
Oh,
it's going to kind of open up to what the truth is. I think we finally have it today. But getting back to the pervert drag.
Well, and we're going to go back to the raw footage that the young men who went in there to stop this event shot themselves. It's from their point of view. I found the full thing. You can find it on Band. But here's this Local Heroes clip one, because I think these guys are heroes for stopping this, especially when you see, I'm going to show you in video two, and I got to warn the parents, you want to turn your kids away from what you're going to see in this next second video, but we'll play the first one first. Here.
Yeah, in other words, if you wouldn't take your kid to drag queen story time, don't let him see this.
Yeah, there you go.
Who brought the pedophile?
First of all, you have to wear a mask.
No, thank you. Who brought the pedophile?
It's not.
Gotta wear a mask.
No, the drag queen is wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually exempt. Thank you, though. Who brought the pedophile? I just want to know.
The story that is actually for children.
It's for parents. Well, then why is the pedophile here?
So you guys could please.
Why did you? No. We want to know why there's a pedophile here.
We saw videos of what that thing does.
Yeah.
They mentioned the videos.
Hey, it's got videos of what it wants to do to little children.
Yeah.
You are.
Why do you have videos on YouTube of what it wants to do?
Hey, notice the symbology on the top left there on that slide.
The little spiral.
Yeah, the little pedophile spiral.
Why would you be in children to talk about?
Yeah. It's not whole.
Hey, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why would you want to bring children to this? Why would you want to expose your children to this just to prove how foolish you are, a pedophile?
This is the only thing that I want to bring children to. It's
the name of the book. The name of the book. That's book number one.
Pedophiles to prove how tall you are.
This is disgusting.
And there's the haunter right there.
This is sick.
Library.
That thing has videos.
Yeah,
talking about what is it?
Yeah,
I'll show you away from the children.
We have rights of service. Look, we got a pedophile here. We're in Giants. Oh, man, I'll never support the Giants again. This is sick.
Videos talking about sex.
You guys are sick. Look, they brought kids here. What is wrong with you people?
Hey, guys.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Tell me, what is wrong with you?
A very fit security guard moving in.
Yeah, she's healthy.
This is sick.
Oh, there's the other one.
Fit parents.
Yeah.
You guys should be sick. It's gone. There's a pedophile here with children.
There's a trend going on. What we're looking
at. Disgusting. Okay, what is wrong with you people? These poor children. What is wrong with you sick people? Get out of here, you pedophile. Get out of here. You're not safe here. Get out of here.
Yeah. So I didn't see any harassment of children going on right there.
No. Well, I'm sure there was before the guys disrupted the pedophile pervert.
These poor children. These poor children. How dare you guys?
So that's just part of they drive the pedophile from the story hour, which to me is a heroic act. And there's the security guard performing with the drag queen.
And so, but notice, everything they do has a sexual angle to it, okay? Yeah. So the drag queen is dressed up like a baseball cheerleader.
Yeah.
Like, you notice that? That's like this weird fetish, this weird fantasy of, oh, I'm a baseball cheerleader. And I mean, I'll stop it right there.
Let's get to this
but
next
you know what step. She's thinking. She's wanting to play with bats and balls, okay?
Tell your kids.
Or rather, he.
Turn away right now, because we go, I do show in this one clip, a clip of what this drag queen performer puts out on video. Here it is.
You godless whores. You guys are sick.
It's not okay.
You're not starting it again. This is over. This is over. It's
there's
over
a librarian right there.
No more,
in the
no more sick pedophiles here. No, you are sick.
You are sick. We're talking about your sexual
would
you like to see?
You guys are sick.
How many children have left?
Would you
like to see?
Would you like to see?
Game over. Yeah.
Oh, there's a dude dressed in as a female.
Yeah, so that's definitely a Proud Boy shirt there, too.
Yeah.
So that's why they're saying you're Proud
Boys. You know
how many?
You guys are sick. You guys are sick. Found
having fun.
I'm just having fun. Did you hear the mom say that? I'm just having fun.
I'm sure the pedophile is having fun.
There is no enjoying children being abused, so thank you. You can leave. Yeah, we're here to protect the children, because you won't.
Yeah, we don't respect.
Yeah, what's going to happen is you call the police, and you're disrupting a library
the look, poor tranny can't read to the children.
Not that there's no kids in here. Watch this video.
Thank you.
Right there.
Buddy brings a rosary.
So now they're showing the librarian the video?
Right, and I'm going to cut to it here in a second.
That's
here in a second.
That is not what's happening.
That's the thing that's
reading
to these kids.
It talks about children in this video.
Intoxicated?
I never said I was a role model.
But here's the kicker right here.
Do you have a message for them?
All the kids look enough to make it stop my and put them on a train till I'm stealing your throat and pour nudges down the hall. Watch you laugh and cry while I laugh you die. And all the dudes, you know I'm talking to you.
We love you, Natalie.
I want to you too.
Now they're showing it to the librarian. Same exact video.
Bring your kids.
All the kids looking up to me can suck my.
This is disgusting.
I mean, there's all kinds of sexual innuendo there.
It's horrible.
PrepareToday.com.
Concerned parent Rob Dew in studio with us. Rob, before we went to last break, we were just showing this video on the screen. It's a deranged, perverted individual. That if that man wants to do that in his own free time, I would not care. I would not notice. I would have nothing to do with it. But now that sexual, deviant, perverted man with all kinds of sexual innuendo and just direct sex references in the little music video now performs for children. They call it drag queen story time. And, you know, Rob, I think people are finally realizing how sick it is. The debate is, I mean, is it time to do good men and women have to stand up to put an end to this? Or do we just turn a blind eye and say, look, if these people want to groom and give their kids to pedophiles, I mean, I guess we let them do it.
Well, those are the two choices. But I choose to follow what these local heroes did and go in and stand up for their community and just say no. And I think what really triggered them was the video we saw. That video that drag queen performer put out where she mouths the words, hey, kids who follow me can suck my ding dong.
Right. And by the way, most of these drag queen performers, folks, you can go find pretty much very similar, if not exact same content.
I mean, we showed one time pulling a fake baby out of the oven like they were cooking a baby. You know, it's disgusting stuff. There's and that's what goes on in their own private time, whatever. Don't go bring it around kids. Don't be showing up to kids. And I think this program's despicable. Now, here's what the head of the, I didn't even know there was an executive director of Drag Queen Story Hour, but there is. His name's Jonathan Hamlet. And he said, any attempt to criminalize our work is rooted in tired homophobic and transphobic hate and misinformation. We refuse to give in to politicians who are too bigoted and boring to comprehend our vision for the world in which every child can safely, can be safe fully expressing who they are.
So, you know, I don't think that's ever been a problem, Rob.
I don't think kids have a problem expressing themselves. I don't think they need drag queen performers to goad them into doing
what I think pedophiles getting access to kids, that's the problem. That's the shortages that they're trying to address.
That is the problem. And we have some examples. Drag queen flashes young kids at Drag Queen Story Hour. This is from the post-millennial. So we've seen that. And there came Velasquez, I guess, killing a pedophile or beating up a pedophile.
Used to be a hero for doing that. Now the left to
now,
in
now
jail.
They want to attack him. So here's a drag queen performer flashing him. Here's another one. Second Drag Queen Story Hour reader in Houston exposed as convicted child sex offender. This is convicted. This isn't, oh, they put something out on video. No, this is convicted of being a child sex offender. Houston Public Library admits child sex offender read to kids at Drag Queen Storytime. Judge who headed Drag Queen Story Hour sponsor arrested on child porn charges. Oh, okay. I'm starting to see a bit of a pattern going on here that these people who want to be around kids have these perversions in them, and then they make videos of it. So what are we supposed to think? Are we supposed to, oh, that's nuance? That's not nuance. That's in your face, my ding dong.
Oh, there were two stories that I was followed up with here in Texas. One was with a drag queen that was getting access to kids called Ms. Kitty Litter. I didn't know this, but kitty litter is like a sexual phrase for, excuse me, folks, but eating butthole. Okay, I don't know what else. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, that's what it is, kitty litter.
We didn't even go to the Dallas one where they had the sign that said it's not going to lick itself, and they were having a drag queen performance for kids.
I mean, I'm not trying to be inappropriate, but it's like,
come on.
If I had a name, if I had a stage name of, you know, Long Boner and said, oh, I'm going to go perform for kids. Look, Long Boner for kids. I mean, that's Ms. Keeler. There was another one that I was following up with, and Mass Resistance Texas just broke this recently. One of the more recent Drag Queen Storytime for Kids speakers, 11 priors, including one for sodomy crimes against nature.
Wow.
Do you even want to guess what that is?
It could be a tree, it could be a cow, it could be a dog. I don't know.
But that was one of the 11 charges, reading for kids, Drag Queen Storytime.
You can't have this going on. They have these things in place. I saw a graph the other day, too. They showed sexual abuse in schools from teachers, and the number's way up here per year of incidents. And then they show the Catholic Church, and it's like 210, but it's like thousands in the public schools.
And
there's a problem going on, and you look at some of these libs of TikTok videos, and you understand why.
And they think that's some sort of like own, where they're like, oh, really? But the Catholic Church has pedophiles. We're against that too. What are you talking about? Everybody's against that.
Yeah,
exactly. But what's going on? It's not just at these drag queen story times. It's going in on the universities. Here's ODU professor placed on administrative leave after comments on pedophilia, said to use the term minor attracted person instead of pedophile. So we're going to say it's okay, essentially, that this person likes kids. He's a minor attracted person.
Yeah, MAPS is what they call him. And this, it kind of brought me back to that. I'm not convinced. It just made me think. But remember the WikiLeaks emails, the Democrat WikiLeaks emails, Podesta and others, where they talked about MAPS?
MAPS and stuff like that. We all thought it was like actually like a map, like defined
to go to
an area.
Party.
Yeah,
to go to
maybe
party,
it was
yeah.
something else. Maybe it was a different
matter.
I don't know.
Person.
We never got any answers, well, investigations into that.
We see this.
Her ethics professor calls for pedophilia to be destigmatized and taught in schools. Destigmatized and taught in schools. Pedophilia. Furious 4-year-old encouraged to touch naked man at art exhibition. There's the queer ethics professor again, but here's the other one.
Now, is that the one where he's bending over?
No, I almost
can't even believe that.
That one that I saw, I did a reverse image search. I can't even find where it is. But here, from where it is, I think they're trying to erase that image. But we're going to show that later, and it's truly disturbing. But here's a professor from New York. This is a video. It's a mistake to think pedophilia is wrong. This is a professor, a paid professor in New York, is stating this on video publicly for the world to see. So this is clip number 4.
Imagine that an adult male wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl. Imagine that she's a willing participant. a very standard, very widely held view that there's something deeply wrong about this, and it's wrong independent of it being criminalized. It's not obvious to me that it is in fact wrong. I think this is a mistake. And I think that exploring why it's a mistake will tell us not only things about adult child sex and statutory rape, but also about fundamental principles of morality.
That is so disgusting. I can't even believe it.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, remember the gay men's choir when they said, we're coming for your children, we're coming for your children. We saw videos of the drag queen performer in the city council meeting said, we have an agenda, we're coming for you. It's about grooming the next generation, I think is what he said. Those are the exact words. Well, so they got death threats after they put out a video saying, we're coming for your children, we're coming for your children. People didn't like that. Oh, we can't be against this. Then we have to just accept this of them saying, we're coming for your children. And then they admit, and they go, oh, the song is tongue-in-cheek, it's satirical, but we do have a gay agenda. They admit they do have a gay agenda. And they're saying, oh, it's just to make them tolerant, just to make these kids tolerant. I don't know what world this is where, in order to show this tolerance, you have to let your kids go up to these drag queen performers and roll on them. And
it's a sacrifice. It's like a sacrifice to Moloch.
It is. And they think, oh, I'm going to sacrifice my kids on the altar of tolerance. That's really what's going on. And it's truly, truly disgusting. And shame on these parents for doing this. Shame on these schools for letting these teachers still work. I mean, you...
That's total it's insanity.
It's a slope that goes straight into hell.
It's a mad world. It's a mad world. I can't believe it's going on.
I can't believe it either. And then you have this kind of ties in with the Proud Boys being the domestic terrorists in Canada. Well, Greg Stube put out he's a congressman representative. He said, hey, Secretary Mayorkas and AG Garland found some domestic terrorists for you. And it's a DC call to action, Night of Rage. And it says on there, you said you'd riot, hit the streets. So who are these people? Are they being investigated? They're calling for a riot over the Roe versus Wade decision. But are we going to see any investigation? Are we going to see any arrest? No, we're not going to see anything because they're allowed to do this.
No, there's a group.
Some groups are allowed to go and touch kids and do these types of things and riot. And some people, if they go stop it, they're getting investigated for a hate crime.
Remember, they would share that picture of Donald Trump with Ivanka on his lap.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd say, look how inappropriate. Look how perverted.
Right.
Okay, maybe, I probably wouldn't take a picture like that. But
well, let me show you something that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, let's look at this. This is at a museum, and this thing has been excised off the internet.
I can't even believe this.
After this video went up, they're like, this is so vile. This is a young kid painting a man's butt, and this is going on somewhere in America. I did a reverse image search. I couldn't find any matches for it. But this is the disgustingness that's going on. And if you think this is okay, and obviously there's adults here that think this is cool, and there's other kids watching, oh, look, he's touching the man's butt with a paintbrush. This is wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. I can't even describe to you how wrong this is and how you're damaging these children. And it's child abuse at the 100th level. It's totally sick.
I am a non-attorney spokesman.
We pretty much covered all the latest drag queen story stuff that you need to see. But the story itself goes on. What's weird about this, Rob, is that whether it's Savannah Hernandez or Libs of TikTok...
Yeah.
They don't want people seeing what they're doing.
Right.
I mean, they're the ones doing these drag queen shows. They're the ones doing these things for kids. They're the ones uploading the videos to the internet.
They're covering the windows with paper.
All Savannah does is report on it.
Yeah.
All Libs of TikTok does is share it. There's no original content there. It's just sharing their content, and then they get banned. It's almost like they know what they're doing is wrong.
Right. And by banning people and censoring people, they're admitting that what you're doing is wrong by showing it to people. And they don't want that. So Savannah put out a video last night, said, learn why this journalist is being banned from Twitter. Two of the videos that she was banned from Twitter for were, one, she interviews the swimmer who competed against Leah Thomas, competing against a man, a woman competing against a man in swimming, and she doesn't win. Oh, what a surprise. And then the third video just happened last weekend, I guess, at a gay pride event. This naked... I'm pretty sure it's a man with boobs, or maybe it's a female with boobs. I can't really tell. Exposes her butt to a crowd and shakes it, twerks for it, and there's kids everywhere. It's totally disgusting.
That's
a picture right there.
This is, by the way, this police officer, I feel so bad for this police officer.
Yeah.
That police officer should have arrested that thing right on sight and probably given it, fed it a little pavement, too. I mean, that's assault. You go up to somebody, you rub your ass on them, that is assault.
It's disgusting. So I kind of went in with it. This is where it's all going. Censorship if you speak out against this. Hate crime if you speak out against this. It's all coming down. So we all have to decide that we're not going to stand for this stuff and all stand up together, or we're all going to fall individually. So here's Savannah's video. Learn why this journalist was banned from Twitter.
My name is Savannah Hernandez, and I have been baselessly banned from Twitter 3 times after breaking national news. In 2020, when I was a 23-year-old journalist with a Twitter following of 122K, former President Donald Trump retweeted my footage of Americans peacefully singing the national anthem. That retweet resulted in almost 10 million views, and 1 week later, my entire account, which had never had any prior suspensions or warnings, was permanently deleted. Twitter didn't immediately tell me why my account was suspended, and 1 month later, they finally emailed saying that I had broken their rule on ban evasion. However, this was my only account. I have a podcast, so I decided in 2020 to start a Twitter account for my show. I then, of course, began using the account to document my on-the-ground reporting. During the 2022 NCAA Women's Swimming Championships, I interviewed the one athlete that was willing to speak out against Leah Thomas, the transgender athlete that was competing. This interview went viral, garnering almost 3 million views and made Tucker Carlson's show. 2 days later, the account was suspended for yet again ban evasion. I decided to make another account since the original excuse of ban evasion was baseless and no one at Twitter has responded to any of my requests for an appeal. This morning, my third account was deleted once again after 3 separate videos I put out this past week made national news. I went out and I asked Black Americans if the economy was really doing as well as Joe Biden has been saying. I then went to DC Pride and captured a nude trans person twerking in front of kids. Finally, I interviewed members of the Pride community regarding their pronouns. Across Twitter, these clips were seen over 4 million times, and when I woke up this morning, my account was once again suspended. This is the third time that Twitter has silenced me for breaking national news and countering what the mainstream media and government are reporting to us. I'm an independent reporter that has been on the ground to cover events such as the BLM riots of 2020, the Texas border crisis, the San Francisco fentanyl crisis, homelessness in downtown LA, and even January 6th. My only goal has been to highlight the issues, voices, and on-the-ground coverage the mainstream media continues to silence and cover up. And for that, I have been censored, targeted, and effectively deleted from history. So please help me spread this message. Because 2 years, multiple breaking news stories, and 3 Twitter accounts later, I still have never received an answer as to why I was and continue to be baselessly banned on Twitter's platform.
And of course, we give Savannah Hernandez a platform at Band.Video. That's why InfoWars is so important, so that we can give a platform to other people. But Rob, here's what I take away from this. They want to be able to abuse children. They just don't want you to know about it.
Right. They don't want regular people out there to see what's going on. And so they hide it behind closed doors. They hide it behind papered windows. They hide it under the guise of tolerance. And if you don't agree with it, then you're the bad person all of a sudden. And there's no debate about whether it's good or not for the community. They just do it. The library just goes, we're going to do this because libraries are probably run more often than not by liberal left-leaning people. And they, you want to be tolerant, right? Let's have these people come in. They don't do any background checks. They admit it. They don't do it. And so they let these people come in who want to get near kids. And there's a reason why they want to get near kids. And I think we've documented it many times over throughout the years.
Yeah, and you can see in some of the videos that we've played just over the years, yeah, they invite the kids. They crawl on them. They rub their bellies. They tell them to shake their butts and bend over and all this weird stuff. I mean, it's totally sick stuff. I mean, that's why it's just total Twilight Zone to me. It's like, how is this even going on? And then how are you the bad guy if you say it shouldn't be? What Twilight Zone episode am I in?
I have no idea. I have no idea how it got this bad, but since, I guess, Drag Queen Story Hour started in 2015, so 7 years. There you go. We all need a little bleach our eyes after these this hour.
Yikes. Here's some more of it. We'll put a bow on this now, if you can. A nice gay bow. Pride and Sanity. Mom forces unwilling child to watch gay festivities as he recoils in horror. I'm seeing a lot of that, by the way. And the other thing that I've noticed, too, Rob, is when you're watching footage of these, you know, these gay parades that have now just turned into sexual deviant parades. It's gone from gay pride parade to sexual deviant parade. I noticed that the kids that are in the parade aren't smiling, aren't happy, don't look like they're having fun. The kids that are in the audience aren't happy, are fighting with their parents.
Their parents are pushing.
Yeah. Like, you remember, I remember some of the things that I used to do as a kid. We might have a 4th of July parade, and we'd have puppies, and maybe blow bubbles, and they'd throw candy, and there'd be hula hoops and sparklers. All the kids had fun. We'd have local fairs with maybe little carnival rides and carnival games, and guess what? The kids had fun. I don't see any kids having fun at this stuff. And they say, oh, it's for kids. No, it's not. It's for you. Yeah. It's for you, sexual deviants.
It's for you so you can get close to kids and touch them and rub them and desensitize them to this type of stuff. And then they go, oh, I want to be like an adult, so I'm going to repeat it. Then you got people like Desmond is amazing running around in strip clubs getting tips. And there's a kid who doesn't want to watch it. He's like, leave me alone. I don't like this. The kid's having a natural reaction to, hey, this is adult stuff. Kids don't need to be around this.
I don't want to see this crap. I have an instinct not to want to see this crap.
It's ridiculous. And there's a picture, too, of it's a young boy going, ew, and it's all over the internet. And there's like this old, wrinkly old man who's butt naked in front of him going, yeah, look at my ding dong. It's disgusting. We don't need to be doing this to our children. We need to stop it. We need to speak out against it. And don't let it happen in your school. When it's happening in your school, don't just pull your kids out. Get some other parents and say, hey, do we want this going on? Panda Dulce, Panda is a nickname for little kids who have been, they have black eyes, and there's a reason from that. And it's kind of too disgusting to even talk about on this show.
No, really, it's so sordid. It's just,
it's, you know, really bad. So This whole drag queen performance thing where a group of men outed what was going on at this library, and they're being called hate criminals. It's not going to end there. There's that image I'm talking about. It's like, give me some more bleach, man.
And by the way,
holy crap.
I mean, seriously, let's say you had a bunch of strippers, male and female strippers, doing parades, heterosexual pride parades, and they were running around half naked, grinding on each other, dry humping the air, dry humping the ground. Of course that would be inappropriate for kids.
Yeah,
of course,
exactly.
That's not happening. It's ridiculous. All right, but there's more abuse to this, Rob, actually. There's another side of the abuse here. Study contradicts transgender narrative, suggests puberty blockers spike youth suicide. They say, oh, no, it's good for the kids. No, it's not at all. It's bad for them. New Heritage Foundation study, youth suicide rates are significantly higher in states where puberty blockers, trans drugs are accessible for children. And then there was another censorship of an account on Twitter. A 35-year-old detransitioned European man named Richie, who did a breakdown of his own transition, detransition. No one told me any of what I'm going to tell you now. It was a long thread on Twitter. Detransition man shares grim details of trans surgeries. A lot of stuff in there I didn't even know about. And it's horrific, sad stuff that they promote this lifestyle to kids that's so degenerative and unhealthy.
Let kids be kids. Let's let them be kids. They don't
need
to grow
up. Let them play in the park and play ball and climb on jungle gyms.
There's a time when kids need to grow up, and that's when they're young adults. These are young kids, and they're putting them into a process where they're being groomed, without a doubt, to accept grown men in makeup touching them. That's where it is, and it's going to get worse from there. And if you don't speak out against it, your kids are going to be next. So you've been warned. I hate to do this, but it needs to be said. It needs to be shown. People need to know what's really going on. And yes. So you're informed when they go, oh, we're just having fun. No, they're not having fun.
That's not fun.
That's not fun.
You don't have your
That's
kids get
degenerate.
Subjected to
and
that
by
stuff.
The way, it's well known I'm as sure a characteristic of potential serial killers that they'll abuse and torture animals, just like the Uvalde shooter was killing cats.
Right. Yep.
This is the same thing for sex, folks. If they can get kids to be desensitized and programmed into this sexual deviancy at a young age, they'll be more inclined to be deviants and perverts at the next age, so that the rest of these freaks will feel like they're just blending in as they're grooming the next generation of degenerate perverts.
That's it.
First, Patriot Front story is a weird thing, and Rob, you and I were just kind of discussing some of the oddities, but folks, this is the latest oddity. We know about FBI running events like the Michigan plot to kidnap the governor. That was all FBI run, FBI led. That all came out in court. Same FBI agent that ran that was running the January 6th events as well. That's not a coincidence, folks. So same story there, most likely. And now maybe we have the same thing happening here with the Patriot Front. I want to play this clip and get Rob Dew's take. Why does one police say they have informants embedded in the Patriot Front, and then the police chief running the press conference deny that? Here that is in clip 8.
I'm sorry.
Are
you with the media, sir?
I'm not. I'm a citizen.
Okay, I'm going to ask the media one question, sir.
The police chief was taking questions today at a press conference in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and he was blindsided by a citizen journalist sitting amongst the corporate press.
There was an officer of yours that was filmed stating that there was information and embedded feds or informants within that group. Is there any veracity to that? It was an officer of yours that made that statement on the scene.
No, I think you're completely mistaken.
I think you're completely mistaken.
Well, I mean, he didn't say he was wrong.
Do you know what the original stop was for?
For that.
But how did you know?
Nice.
Yep. There's somebody inside that group that's calling us.
These were not Antifa in disguise, nor were they FBI members in disguise.
You're making a statement one way, and this video isn't something that was been ginned up in some conspiracy matter. It's actually someone who videoed an officer of yours on the scene.
Okay. Hang on. Since this is a press conference, I'm going to ask you to be quiet, and I'm going to answer questions from the press at this point.
Ooh, back to the corporate narrative questions. All right.
So there you go. The rest is from Ivory Hecker there, independent journalist. But, I mean, Rob, I haven't been covering this because it seems like it's a forced thing. I don't know anyone from the group. No traces of origin, no traces of leadership. Nobody's ever reached out to me. The whole thing seems weird. The Lincoln Project involvement, they magically show up at these events. They're riding around in U-Hauls. They all have uniforms covering their faces. All very sketchy. And then this...
They all kind of look like the same build, too. There's not a fat guy in the bunch.
And then this, though, Rob. So what do you make of that? The police chief, oh, we don't have informants, after the police officer on the scene says we have informants.
Well, you could tell by that big smile and that look to the left he does, where he's like, oh crap, what just happened? He's probably thinking, what officer said that? There's that one Patriot officer on there that brought it up, and we got to find out who he is and root him out of the department. Because that's the other thing, we got to federalize the police. They want the police to take federal control, and this is another way of doing that, is by getting them to work with the feds in different operations, either embedded in this thing, or maybe there are feds in there. He said there's no FBI. But he did say, I think you're mistaken. He didn't say you're wrong that we had informants in there. He said, I think you're mistaken.
I think we can all say in complete confidence that there is at least one informant in that group. Now, here's another aspect of this so that we can keep ourselves grounded here. Another problem we have in this country is yes men. Yes men. So you might have a police chief that might not even be politically motivated, but he gets calls from up higher, federal government or something, police association, calls from on the high saying, hey, we're going to put embeds into this group, and they're going to be communicating with you. Don't tell anyone that that's what's going on. So then, he just does it because he's a yes man. So then what happens? Well, who's really running the show? Who's organizing this? Who's renting the U-Hauls? Who's giving them their uniforms? Is that the informant? Is that the feds? Or is someone else sourcing the monies for these purchases and rentals? These are the questions that need to be asked. But Rob, you made a point of, how come they don't ever show their faces, including after the arrest? How come nobody's showing their face?
Well, because they have to keep these people hidden. And it's like this. I go back to this little tweet from Representative Stubbe. He's showing a picture of a hit the streets, you said you'd riot, a DC call to action. It says call to action right there. There's nothing implied. Call to action, you said you'd riot. We're going to hit the streets if we don't like the Roe versus Wade decision. But, you know, anybody who goes up and shows up at a drag queen story hour and says anything is going to be investigated for a hate crime actively. But
or an American flag. If you're an American flag. There's a group called Shut Down DC running around DC right now, raging with lawyers and bondsmen in case they get arrested because they're planning on committing crimes. But they're allowed to commit crimes. Nobody else is.
The internet and talk radio.
I got soul and I'm super bad.
What's going on with James Brown and drag, a.k.a. Maxine Waters? What's she got?
I'm super bad.
Folks, there was a clip of her standing behind Nancy Pelosi, who was delivering a speech, I think it was yesterday or this weekend. Maxine Waters doesn't blink for like 30 seconds. What is that? What is going on with that freak? What demon has possessed Maxine Waters?
I got soul.
Or perhaps Maxine Waters is just so focused, James Brown and drag, Maxine Waters is just so focused because she just took a packet of Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com.
I doubt it.
It is known to give you 10 hours of energy, folks. She may have done a packet of Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com, and then she may have also done a couple droppers of the Brain Force Ultra, and so she just had stupendous focus there. She didn't even blink for hours. Ma- Maxine, what a criminal maniac Maxine Waters is. But the focus that she got from Brainforce Ultra and Turbo Force is obviously no joke. So if it works for Maxine Waters, it will certainly work for you. Exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. But folks, as I've got more news in front of me, economic news that I'm about to get into here, when you're hearing all the bad news and you're seeing where the country is going under Joe Biden, just remember, when you're thinking to yourself, what can I do? How can I prepare for the worst? Well, you have insurance for your car, you have insurance for your house. Why not have insurance for you, for your family, for your food source in case of a total collapse of this country, which Biden... Let's do this quickly. Chris Coons was on with Brett Baer, and this guy's just incredible. Chris Coons, supposedly a moderate Democrat. Give me a break. Here's Chris Coons when asked about how come liberals get to protest and riot and do whatever the hell they want, engage in violence, but January 6th is the big crime. Here's Senator Coons responding to that in clip 14.
Senator, we're getting ready for this ruling, and it's going to be controversial no matter what happens, if it matches the draft, the leaked draft opinion or not. There is this law on the books. I'm just asking, should they follow the law? Should the attorney general say, yes, arrest those people before something happens?
Well, Brett, I think if the leaked version of the opinion is matched by what would be a remarkable act of judicial activism, conservative judicial activism, there will be understandable anger across the nation. As an elected official, I've certainly had protests out front of my house.
Really?
Many of us have who serve in Congress or in other elected offices. But we need to make sure that all appropriate actions are being taken to ensure the safety of members of our federal judiciary, including Supreme Court justice. Okay.
And by the way, they lie. Like AOC said, oh, all the Republicans voted down the security. No, Democrats did too, actually. I think 27 of them, including herself. But they say, oh, only Republicans didn't vote for the security. No, and Democrats. But Chris Coons says that he's had protests outside of his house. Really? You ever heard about that? I wonder if that's true. I think he lied. I'd like to see some proof. Wouldn't be surprised if he lied. He's a Democrat, after all. And they say, oh, conservative activism from the bench. Folks, all Democrats are activists. What does that mean, conservative activism from the bench? Because you don't get your way? Because you can't kill babies, which in your state, Chris Coons, probably you still will be able to? I mean, just what an unmitigated liar. Conservative activists on the bench. Every leftist, Democrat, liberal is an activist and puts their agenda over reality and common sense and the Constitution and Bill of Rights every day. Conservative activist judges giving the decision back to the states, saying we really ridding their hands of the situation, saying we're not going to be involved in abortion anymore. States can take care of that. That's conservative activism. But Chris Coons doesn't stop there. He directly is asked about what about Chuck Schumer's statement. Did that lead to some of this violence? Here was Chris Coons' response in clip 15.
A lot has been made this week about words, how much they matter, how much stirring the pot, giving the green light to violence in any way, shape, or form is unacceptable. Take a listen to this.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
On the steps of the Supreme Court, do those words qualify, Senator?
So here's a key distinction. What Senator Schumer was saying was that he was upset, he was alarmed, he was concerned at the prospect that justices would reverse decades of a well-established fundamental constitutional right in our country.
No,
what
that's
he did
not
true. Say was
no constitutional right.
Attack them.
There is no constitutional right, so that's a lie. But Chris Coons says, oh, there's a key distinction. Yeah, we know the key distinction. Schumer's a Democrat, Schumer's a liberal, so he's above the law. We get it. That's the key distinction. If it was a Republican that said something like that, and then activists went in front of liberal justices' houses, you know damn well they'd blame that Republican, just like they try to blame Trump for everything. But oh, there's a key distinction, says Chris Coons. We know, Democrat liberal privilege. You guys are above the law. You guys get to riot and murder and cheat and steal and lie. You get to do that. No one else does. No one else wants to, but you anyway. And right now in D.C., they've got multiple groups, violent groups, ready to riot and rage if they can't kill their babies. All right, let me get into this big stack of vaccine health news that we have going on here, and it's a big one. This is part one from the conservative woman, Paula Jardine. Vaccine was on the way before COVID was confirmed. Vaccine was on the way before COVID was confirmed. In fact, guys, I don't know what's going on. I sent a bunch of stuff on Twitter to be printed. I never got it. But part of the thing in this story is when they first signed the contracts to produce the COVID vaccines, only 18 people had been diagnosed with COVID. 18, and they were all in China. And somehow, and that was in January, and somehow with that, they were able to sign billion-dollar vaccine deals for billions of vaccines. Just incredible stuff. And this is just part one of Paula Jardine's breakdown here. More is coming. It just shows how the whole thing was planned. The whole thing was scripted. We were lied to. We were used. We were abused. And it's a massive criminal enterprise, this COVID-19 vaccine and COVID itself.
They're getting ready to do it again.
Sadly, won't be addressed, I'm afraid.
They get away with it.
And of course, we blew this story out of the water on Monday with Mike Adams in studio. Global medical bombshell. Scientists prove COVID vaccine causes blood clots live on air. Watch doctor shocked by epidemic of mysterious clots found in suddenly deceased vaccinated adults. Nothing like this has ever been pulled out of the human body, and it's only happening in vaccinated individuals. And so I'm not saying this to scare anybody. I'm not saying this to, you know, tell you to panic. That's what's going on. Now, if you've taken a vaccine and you obviously have some emotions and a response to this, you know, maybe there's some help for you out there. But that's what's going on. And now they want to give these kids vaccines, too. But yeah, mortician finds massive hand-sized clots in cadavers after vax release. It's never been seen before. It's all the vaccinated people. And then, you know, you'll never know with this stuff, sadly, because you're not allowed to know. U.S. Representative Sean Casten's 17-year-old daughter dies unexpectedly. It's another sudden adult death syndrome. Jeez. And of course, they're saying, you know, respect the family's privacy. We're not answering any questions or any details about the death. But healthy young girl, 17 years old. Can we ask if she was vaccinated? Is that allowed? There was this a big fitness guru named, I believe his name was Matthew Murray McDonald, I think was his name. Matthew Murray McDonald, 27 years old, great health, heart failure. Not allowed to ask if it's the vaccine. The Biebers, Justin Bieber and his wife, Haley, both. Haley has severe blood clots, and now Justin Bieber can't perform anymore because he has Bell's palsy. Yeah. Or a different variation of Bell's palsy. I forget the name of it. So he can't perform anymore because he has a facial paralysis. Both of them have been vaccinated. Now, the rumor is, and of course, there's no way of confirming this. The rumor is both of them suspect it was from the vaccine, Bieber especially. But he was told by his, basically his handlers at the label company, the record label company, that if he says anything about the vaccine or side effects or it causing his facial paralysis, they'll drop him from the label. Now, those are rumors. Who knows if that's true? But it's odd how he just says, hey, oh, my face is paralyzed. I might not be able to perform again. He's been vaccinated, the Canadian Justin Bieber. And now they want to give it to kids. FDA advisors unanimously recommend Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for ages 6 to 17, despite data showing high risks of heart inflammation. And why would you even get the vaccine? What does the vaccine even do to you? It doesn't protect you from COVID. It doesn't protect you from getting COVID or spreading COVID. You don't have any more or less rights after you get the vaccine. All you have is the side effects. That's it. There is not a single positive that comes from the COVID vaccine. Nothing. What are they doing on this story from Reuters? the headline has been changed so much, I can't even get my head around it. The first headline, Moderna COVID vaccine may pose higher heart inflammation risk in the United States. And then the second headline, USA FDA advisors weigh Moderna vaccine heart risk for young men. And then the final edit of the headline is US FDA advisors overwhelmingly back Moderna COVID vaccine for ages 16 to 17. So first headline was pose high heart inflammation risk. Second headline was could be heart inflammation risk. The headline they finally landed on is highly recommended by FDA. And we went back in the Wayback Machine and found all the different variations. Same story from Reuters. Same story, three different headlines. But the story is about how it's a risk to take the vaccine and it causes heart inflammation. But they didn't want that in the headline because that's all most people see. So, oh, the headline saying the vaccine is risky? Get rid of that. Say how great it is. Tell us how great the government says it is. This is all about money. You will burn in hell for eternity. Speakers lambasted FDA advisors during advisory committee hearing. The video is there at the Gateway Pundit. Yeah, people are waking up quickly to what is really going on in this planet. People are waking up quickly to the war that's been waged against them since the day they were born by our corporate world government establishment looking to cement itself right now, taking its mask off, showing you what it really is, who it really is. Canada makes three jabs the new fully vaccinated standard, saying two doses doesn't work anymore. Oh, is that because Trudeau got sick? Jabbed and boosted Trudeau sick again with COVID. Says, oh, thank God I was jabbed. Of course. It worked so well for you. UK Health Agency, now monkeypox is their big thing. UK Health Agency, 99% of monkeypox cases are gay men. Oh, so COVID is so bad, 99.9% survivability. I think monkeypox is like a 91 or something percent survivability. But oh, COVID 99, and they say you have to wear a mask, you have to take a vaccine, don't leave your house, go through all these measures, the plexiglass, wear gloves, all of it. But then monkeypox, okay, we pretty much know how you're getting it. Gay sex, we pretty much know how you're getting it. Sodomy. But are they telling people not to have sex? Are they telling people not to have anal sex? Are they telling gay people not to sodomize one another? No, because that would be bigoted. So you see, it's not logic. If it can't be applied universally, it's propaganda. So it was never logic with COVID anyway, but that same logic can't be applied to monkeypox because it's all propaganda. The World Health Organization goes woke with an effort to rename monkeypox virus to avoid being racist and discriminatory. Yeah, all the gay men are getting it. Hey, go have gay sex and don't even worry. We won't call it monkeypox anymore because that's racist. Oh, yes, the virus is racist. Did white people not evolve from monkeys or are we abandoning that lie already? China flips out over World Health Organization saying lab leak theory needs further study. Uh-oh. They don't like that. New study finds many children unable to say their own name due to impact of lockdown. Yeah, as if the high school graduation rates weren't low enough, as if the literacy rates weren't low enough, as if the GPAs weren't low enough. Now they're going to be even lower thanks to the response to COVID, the lockdowns. And then tell me, do you think Fauci knows anything about this? This is right up his alley. Distressing undercover footage shows beagle puppies whimpering in pain and monkeys in neck restraints as they are force-fed at U.S. testing lab. Fauci is real famous for torturing and killing animals, actually. I wonder if he knows anything about this. Yes, Fauci, the guy that tortures and kills animals, that tells you how much he loves you. You know most psychotic serial killers start by killing animals, right? But I'm sure that has nothing to do with Anthony Fauci, right? No. All right, still plenty of news to cover here. Quick programming note, Kate Daly hosting the fourth hour today. I'll be back after that hosting the War Room. And if I can get all the news off my desk, which it looks like I'll be able to, we'll take a bunch of calls. Let me get this political stack off my desk here. 81 million votes. DNC forced to move Kamala Harris fundraiser to fall because they couldn't sell enough tickets. Wow. You know, the Kamala Harris story is a real interesting one. Here's a woman who slept her way to the top. And here's a woman who is the first female and I suppose black African-American. She's not African-American, but she pretends to be. She's a Jamaican and her family actually ran a slave camp, but they don't want you to know about that. Regardless, it's an interesting story. Here's Kamala Harris, the first black female vice president, and she's a nothing. She's a zero. And you've always known that. I've always known that. What's interesting is, notice, she's not celebrated anymore. The media doesn't fawn over Kamala Harris. She's been a disappearing act. How is that? How is Kamala Harris? She's so great. She's unbelievable. She's a disappearing act. She's a nothing. She's a nobody. She's a zilch, a zero, a nada. The first female vice president? The first African-American female vice president? I mean...